This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is again urging for civilians to be protected as Israeli troops search Gaza's biggest hospital for traces of Hamas, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After surrounding Shifa Hospital for days, Israeli forces stormed inside today, accusing Hamas of using the facility as a command center.
It's understandable that they would want to remove Hamas's ability to use cover like that.
And while National Security Council spokesman John Kirby blasts Hamas for being there, the fact remains.
It's an active, legitimate hospital.
One where newborns and hundreds of other patients have suffered for days with no power or other necessities.
That need to be protected as much as possible.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United Nations Security Council on Wednesday called for urgent and extended humanitarian pauses in fighting between Israel and Hamas militants for a sufficient number of days to allow humanitarian aid access. It also called for the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages held by Hamas. U.S. President Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping have emerged from their first face-to-face meeting in a year, vowing to stabilize their fraught relationship and showcasing modest agreements to combat illegal fentanyl and reestablish military communications.
That's been cut off, and it's been very worrisome. That's how accidents happen, misunderstandings. So we're back to direct, open, clear, direct communications on a direct basis.
There were still deep differences on economic competition and global security threats. The two leaders spent 4 hours together on Wednesday in meetings, a working lunch, and a garden stroll. This is VOA News. Britain's highest court ruled Wednesday that the government's key migrant policy of sending asylum seekers to Rwanda for processing is illegal, a big political blow to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Britain struck a $150 million deal with Rwanda in April last year to send asylum seekers arriving in small boats across the English Channel to Rwanda for processing. The first flight was just minutes away from takeoff in June 2022, when it was blocked by an injunction from the European Court of Human Rights. The case eventually reached Britain's Supreme Court, which ruled Wednesday that the scheme was illegal. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said he would seek to sign a new treaty with Rwanda. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Madagascar announced a nighttime curfew on Wednesday on the eve of a tense first round of presidential elections, which follow more than 6 weeks of protests quelled with tear gas and violence. The move comes days after 10 of 12 opposition candidates pulled out of the race, saying current President Andry Rajoelina is ineligible to run and calling on their supporters to boycott Thursday's vote on the Indian Ocean island. Australia's digital spy agency has identified China as the major backer of serious hacking against Australian companies and critical infrastructure. Phil Mercer reports the Australian Signals Directorate Wednesday released its cyber threat report for the past year.
The Australian Signals Directorate, or ASD, says that serious attacks on federal government agencies or critical infrastructure that led to the extensive compromise of sensitive data have increased from 2 to 5 in the past year. The ASD report identifies China as a major conspirator, followed by Russia and Iran. In the community, more Australians are reporting being targeted by cyber criminals. Almost 94,000 reports of cyber crime were made to law enforcement agencies by individuals and businesses across the country. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Greece's parliament on Wednesday set up a special committee to investigate the country's deadliest train disaster that claimed 57 lives in February. A majority of 266 lawmakers in the 300-seat chamber supported a motion to investigate the accident. The fatal crash occurred shortly before midnight on February 28th when a passenger train crashed head-on into a freight train in central Greece, after both were mistakenly left running on the same track. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.